Hachette Audio presents Maribel and the Book of Fate, written by Tracy Barrett, read by Cassandra Morris. To all those who have the courage to create their own destiny. Chapter 1. Maribel of Magicos wasn't the kind of princess who normally went on adventures. For one thing, she didn't have a wicked stepmother who made her work all the time, or plotted to kill her out of envy of her beauty. Her stepmother, who was actually very nice, treated Princess Maribel exactly the same way she treated her other royal children. Also, Maribel wasn't the youngest and most beautiful of three sisters. She was the oldest girl in her family. Her twin brother Marco was only 1 minute older. And while she was pretty enough, she had ordinary brown hair and freckles, not the golden curls or raven tresses that the more adventure-prone princesses always seemed to have. Maribel's parents knew only one fairy socially, and she was not the type to put a curse on a baby, to prick her finger on a spinning wheel, or to drop toads from her mouth when she spoke. In any case, this fairy had been properly invited to the twins' christening, and had given each baby a lumpy wool blanket she had crocheted herself. It was highly unlikely that Maribel would be captured by a dragon and rescued by a prince, or that her hand would be given in marriage as a reward. Her father, King Matthew, would probably grant her hand to the first prince who asked for it, as long as he seemed nice, instead of demanding that his new son-in-law be a dragon slayer. The few dragons left in Magicos lived in a wildlife preserve. Visitors sometimes toasted marshmallows in their